So basic idea of meditation is to pay attention. One could say just to listen to our own experience. Try to be present. And we first of all use the body to try and anchor our attention in the present, in the actuality of our experience. If we feel the body, then we know we are present for what is happening right now. So let's start by just offering our attention to the body, just feeling the body. If we sit with our eyes closed, how do we know that there's a body sitting here? So it's the physical sensations indicating the body. So a vaguely defined expansion, field of physical sensations, patterns of physical sensations changing. And we can start by moving around that field of sensations with our attention, trying to notice as much of our body as we can. We can start with the sensations of pressure where our legs or buttocks kind of touch the surface we are sitting on. Trying to really feel supported by the surface you're sitting on. So you can relax into your sitting posture. And then slowly move upwards with your attention. You could imagine our body like a vessel that we gradually fill up with our attention, like with a liquid, a pleasant liquid, feeling the level of the liquid rising. Noticing the hips, the belly, and the lower back. And then one suggestion, if you move gently forwards and backwards with your hips, just very slowly, gently, and just a very little bit, notice how that movement affects your spine. Particularly in the belly and the lower back, in that area. Searching for the right kind of equilibrium where your lower back feels straight, but not tense. The belly feels open and relaxed. Ideally, you can feel the movement of the breath in the belly. And then notice the elastic kind of strength of the spine and the postural muscles around it, holding your torso upright. So you can relax all the parts of your body that are not needed for the upright posture, particularly the shoulders, the arms and the hands. The head is naturally balanced on a free neck. Ask yourself what it means to have a free neck. Could you move your head easily in any direction if you wanted to? Are there tensions in the neck? Are there tensions in the face? Your jaw. And finally, we can imagine a string being attached to the top of our head, pulling us gently upwards. So that our neck gets stretched a little bit, the chin comes down a little bit towards the chest. And we can imagine to be suspended from that string like a puppet. Or we can imagine our head to be a balloon, drifting upwards towards the ceiling. And upward impulse opposing the force of gravity. And notice the spine gently stretched between that upward pull and the weight of your body pushing into the cushion, the chair, whatever you're sitting on. And just notice that whole field of sensations defining the presence of your body breathing. You can choose the movement of the breath as a particular reference, allowing your attention to rest with the sensations of the body breathing, or returning to those sensations whenever you notice that you've been distracted, carried away by thoughts. Just ask yourself, how do you know that the body is breathing right now? Allow the attention to be attracted by those sensations that most clearly or most comfortably indicate the breath in the body. And that becomes like an anchor for our attention, for our mind. So that hopefully it doesn't drift away too far. On the currents of thought, fantasies. And if we do, then whenever we notice, we just gently come back to the body breathing. No need to try not to think or fight thoughts or fantasies. We just notice them, recognize them for what they are, but remember our intention to offer our attention to the body. You can allow your attention to rest the particular place in the body where you feel the breathing most clearly. Just notice how the quality of the breath changes over time. Or you can also explore just to find out where, everywhere in the body, where you can notice the energy of the breath, the movement of the breath. You manage more or less to stay with the sensations of the breath. You can choose to open up the focus of our attention using the body as an anchor, feeling the body, and then listening into the distance. So including sounds. Consciously including sounds into the field of our attention. Notice how the body takes up a certain amount of space, vaguely defined space, within the presence of our attention. And how the physical sensations share that space with the sounds that we are hearing. Sounds of my voice, heating pipes, wind outside, clock. Where do those sounds appear? So physical sensations, sounds, and also our thoughts or mental images, all different kinds of sense impressions, different kinds of experiences, sensations mixed together, like in a kaleidoscope. Always changing patterns of impressions, making up the content of our experience. The so-called flow or stream of our life. Well, it doesn't flow anywhere, it's always happening here. And then there's a sense of awareness of those changing sensations, like the conscious space, our presence in which those changing patterns take place. Thoughts, images, sounds, physical sensations.